Welcome to Mind Walk.
Fuck the Met Gala, fuck Coachella, fuck Rolling Loud, fuck the NBA or NFL playoffs, fuck the Super Bowl, fuck spending money, fuck going to work, fuck celebrity worship, fuck politics, fuck relationship podcasts, fuck paying taxes, fuck entertainment, fuck concerts, fuck all of this shit. It's literally time to shut this shit the fuck down for good. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Nobody is angry enough. Pedophiles and baby-eating, blood-drinking demons rule the world. They are making the cost of living and the cost of everything damn near unaffordable, like gas, rent, food, water, basic shit that we can't live without, mind you. They are erasing people's cultures, histories, and lineages and rights. They're using your tax money to bomb foreign nations and innocent women and children. When will enough be enough? And you know what's crazy? Most people think we need to go in the streets and protest and riot violently. Fuck no. That's exactly what they want. The best way to shut down the system, and I've said this before, is to stop participating in it. Stay in your homes, stop going to work, stop buying, stop clocking in, stop feeding into their entertainment. And I promise you, watch how fucking quickly this entire system shuts down. The game ends immediately. The machine only breathes because you give it your oxygen. We've been hypnotized into believing we're the audience in a theater, but we aren't the audience, we're the fuel. Every time you scroll through a red carpet event while your fridge is empty, you're feeding the demon. Every time you argue over a political puppet while your tax dollars are being converted into shrapnel to tear through the flesh of a child halfway across the world, you're signing the check. They have commodified your attention and weaponized your survival. And they've gaslit a majority of the world to think we need them more than they need us. Fuck no. They need us more than we need them. Because remember, I've said this before, they manage the power, we are the power. Without us, their system doesn't exist. It doesn't fucking exist without us. People are spiritually exhausted. That's the part nobody says out loud. Everybody keeps talking about inflation, politics, dating, culture wars, left versus right, man versus women, black versus white, but underneath all of it is exhaustion. People are tired of feeling like life has been reduced to surviving bills while pretending to be entertained. Tired of waking up just to sell hours of their existence back to a machine that would replace them in a week if they died tomorrow. They're tired of being told to heal individually while living inside systems that profit from stress, division, addiction, insecurity, loneliness, and overconsumption. Most people know something feels wrong, but they're so overstimulated and beaten down that they don't even know where to place the anger anymore. They're so exhausted, they're so mentally drained, their brains are fried. And the real trap was never changed. It was convenience, endless scrolling, endless dopamine, endless noise, a population distracted enough to confuse stimulation with fulfillment. We became a civilization of spectators watching our own lives happen from behind a screen. Everybody's consuming, barely anybody's creating, barely anybody's present. Families sit in the same room staring at different algorithms. Friends hang out while mentally somewhere else. People know more celebrity gossip than they know about their own grandparents. And corporations figured out a long time ago that a distracted population is much easier to sell to than a connected one. And no, the answer is not blind destruction or chaos. Chaos burns ordinary people first. The answer is discipline, community, consistency, building local relationships again, supporting actual human beings instead of giant systems whenever possible, learning skills, spending less time hypnotized by outrage and entertainment, thinking critically, becoming harder to manipulate emotionally. The system becomes weaker the second people stop acting like consumers first and human beings second. That's where real power starts. not in screaming or performative outrage, in clarity, awareness, reflection, introspection, self-control. In millions of people collectively quietly deciding they're done living disconnected from themselves. They're done participating in the system that has no benefit. And the root cause of this nightmare is this entire matrix. We've been programmed from birth to ask for permission to exist, to eat, and to move. We think we need a leader to tell us when to be angry or a riot to show we're serious. But the most terrifying thing to a tyrant is not a break through a window. It's an empty office. It's a silent cash register. It's a world where the masses simply stop looking at the screen. They want the violence because violence is a language they speak better than you. They want the riots because it justifies the boots on your neck. But they have no plan for a world that just sits down and says, no, we're not doing this anymore. If the bus doesn't move, the stock market doesn't tick, and the celebrities are screaming into an empty void because nobody is watching the feed, the illusion vanishes. The demons only have power because we agreed to play their game. The solution is a total, unapologetic withdrawal of consent. Stop seeking fixes within a system designed to keep you broken. And this is not about a strike. It's about a complete divorce from a parasitic reality. We have to reclaim the internal spark that they tried to drown in a sea of distractions and debt. When you stop feeding the beast starves. It's that simple. And it's that horrific for them. The exit door is not in the streets. It's in your refusal to participate in your own destruction. The game ends the second you decide you're no longer a player. Shut it down. All of it, all of you, all of us, now.
Upstart Radio.
Further rocket attacks were reported against Naharia and Amidit. Fucking hell.
Are you a Nazi? Are you a beast?
Fuck.
You're just a citizen and you're still on a leash. It doesn't matter which thing you choose. That at the end of the game you lose. You're just a chess piece and a bar for the Raiders. Keep up the pawn, keep up the cans, keep up the wall, wall, wall. Keep up the rest, keep up the dance, giving them all, ma, ma. Stay silent. Stay violent, stay plugged in and divided. Cool, now let's get rid of the cash. Digital lighting and let's turn out the dark. Mr. Teal, Mr. Anderson, they warned us with a bad pill and they tell us before they do it in the movies like it ain't real. Billy Gates, he makes a profit off disease. Buys up all the farms and pay is what we. So they killed Charlie and they killed Molly, both the Kennedys and Marilyn. They killed Diana and they killed Jackson. We are their legacy, this is their anthem. Stay silent, stay violent, stay plugged in and divided. Bombs drop from heaven just like hail. Drag your own to the mud, well done Israel. When the altar and a ballot and a barrel shouldn't the country, kill the children, Mr. Baby, how do you sleep? This isn't a willy or a dream. Puppet strings around the thread. Burn our souls to power the machine. Puppet strings around the thread.
BlackRock is back to his core, funding the digital war. Starmer like Judas and Tor. Now be a good civilian while the folks on the hill keep making millions.
Keep up the pawn, keep up the cans, keep up the wall, wall, wall. Keep up the revs, keep up the dance, giving them all, ma, ma. Stay silent, stay violent, stay plugged in.
threat.
Once you perceive what lies beneath the surface, once you glimpse the truth behind the polite illusion, you are faced with a terrible choice. Do you speak or do you remain silent? If you speak, you disturb the dream. If you stay silent, you disturb your soul. This is not a simple dilemma. It's an ancient tension between truth and belonging, between authenticity and acceptance. When you speak, when you dare to name what others deny, you risk being cast out, and not always gently.
I finally get it now. I spent a long time completely blocking it out because the truth was just too heavy to carry. But I see it with total crystal clarity now. I completely see why the people at the top, the elite, look down at the entire population and see nothing but mindless cattle. I understand why they call us goy and sheep and cattle. They look at us like livestock because we fucking act like it. Think about the absolute insanity of how we operate. We find out that the most sickening, stomach-turning atrocities are happening right under our noses. That children are literally being trafficked, abused, tortured, murdered, and sacrificed by the very people running our institutions, our governments, and our high society. We get actual, undeniable confirmation. The files drop, the declassified documents leak, the evidence hits the public domain, and it proves that every single thing the mainstream labeled a crazy conspiracy theory was actually 100% true. The curtain gets pulled back, and we are forced to look at absolute human evil being funded and protected by the people in power. We realize that everything we were taught in school, through the media, and by the system, was a calculated strategic lie to keep us compliant. And what do we do with that information? How do we react to the realization that our reality is being run by demons? We don't riot, we don't shut the country down, we don't collectively stop participating in their broken economic machine, and we don't refuse to pay into a system that protects predators. Instead, we take all of that deep, visceral human fire, all that raw rage and passion that should be fueling a revolution to protect our kids, and we bottle it up. We sit on it, we let it simmer until a basketball game comes on, and then we explode in the streets because the Knicks won a championship. We will deadass tear an entire city apart, flip cars, scream until our lungs bleed, and light up the night sky over a game that means absolutely nothing to our actual survival or our morality. We give our highest, most intense emotional energy to circus distractions while the actual horror movie plays out in real life behind closed doors. We exhaust ourselves over the bread and circuses so that by the time we look at the real issues, we have no fire left. The elites see this pattern every single time, and it just reassures them that they can do whatever the fuck they want to us. They realize they can commit the most horrific crimes imaginable, and as long as they keep the stadiums open, the streaming platforms running, and the consumer distractions flowing, the masses will just swallow the trauma and keep pushing the wheel. They see us as cattle because we allow our lowest distractions to hijack our highest moral obligations. If we ever want to change the course of human history, we have to stop wasting our collective fury on the script they handed to us to keep us entertained, and start using that fire to dismantle the cage. Otherwise, nothing changes.
Upstart Radio.
The Undefined Creed of Anonymous. The Creed. 1. Anonymous is an immaterial idea. 2. Anonymous is a living, breathing entity. 3. Any individual can become anonymous. 4. Not all can join the collective. 5. Anonymous has no head. 6. Anonymous speaks for itself. 7. No one speaks for Anonymous. 8. Justice is the will of Anonymous. 9. Chaos is justice. 10. Lults empowers. And justice unites. Those who follow the creed are Anonymous. Those who make the attaining of knowledge their highest priority are of the collective Anonymous.
The will of Anonymous is unclassifiable and therefore is unconquerable. This is the root of its purpose. For kingdoms and armies whose objectives and goals are obvious are easily manipulated and destroyed. When you know what your peers want or need, you know exactly how to control them. Anonymous needs nor wants anything. It has no moral brackets that one could use to predict its behavior. Its transparent unpredictability is an impenetrable shield which no manipulative force can hinder or tame. Anonymous is the unconfined will of every human being. It is the accumulation of the wills of every man on earth, and all of their desires for knowledge and freedom from oppressors.
Anonymous has always existed. It has toppled both mighty nations and militant kings. Emperors and tyrants feared it in obsessive paranoia, for they knew Anonymous was all around them, ready to strike with an infected dagger. Anonymous is the eater of kings. Like a mighty serpent without a head that still slithers in momentous accord. Its prey are rodents, pack rats of material wealth and selfish personal agendas. They cannot remove the head of Anonymous, for it never had one. Those who claim great power will never hope to amass enough to not shiver when Anonymous' name is mentioned in their presence. They are the greatest fools of all, says Anonymous. All of the clever manipulation of men they pride themselves in, and yet they do not know. It is their own actions which craft me. It is their greed and desire for control over others which breathes power into me. You desire me gone? Asks Anonymous. Easy. All you must do is remove yourself.
That which you dream most personally, Anonymous dreams of equally. You are Anonymous. Others are Anonymous. Any locomotive matter which thinks and feels is Anonymous. Anonymous is the extension which connects you to billions of others internally. We are a collective of shared experiences, and on the macro scale these interactions merge into a single entity. Anonymous is that which exists in your brain which feels and knows you better than any human ever will. Anonymous is the truth in your mind which tells you when you lead to yourself. It knows you that well. It equally knows each and every other man, whom are just as intricate and complex as you though they may not always portray it. When you denounce the false identity that you and others set up for you, the mask of enslavement, you become Anonymous. Through it you become everyone. Through Anonymous, everyone becomes you.
Anonymous speaks his own language. This language is knowledge, learning, and persistence. He is too cruel for many and too intelligent for most. Many misinterpret his astonishing wit for something vile and outright morally malevolent. Those who cannot speak his language or share in his laughter are useless to him. Many are like acquaintances to Anonymous, but few are truly his friends. Do not weep if he ignores you, curses you, or calls you a fool. Study and show yourself approved. Know Anonymous, his past and present, and he will add your distinctiveness to his own. Prove your usefulness. Make proper grammar a habit in his presence. Be knowledgeable in the sciences and choose music of fine taste. These are the things Anonymous so truly indulges in come to him as a fool, and expect to be cast out with words of chastening. Take it not as words of diminishment, but lessons of improvement. Again, for those of wit who understand the analogy. Many wish to be an Anonymous presence, but few are mentally compatible for the conversation with him.
A tyrant will extinguish you by removing your head. An enemy will disperse your cause by removing its leader. Anonymous never had a head. It removed it itself for the very sake of becoming immortal. No one knows its face or can recognize its features. But the lack thereof is what we remember. Controlists vainly swing a blade at Anonymous' throat. They do not sever flesh, nor draw blood, Anonymous only laughs at this display of their weakness and lack of understanding. Anonymous becomes more confident, and with that, more powerful. Therefore, remove your own head and become undefined. Remove your own head and taste of the chalice of immorality. Remove your head, or you display it to be removed by tyrants. Anonymous is a snake with no head, whose bite slays kings. Do not think that your ego or identity will frighten your enemy, for it only gives them something to hate and devour. Anonymous cannot suffer this fate, for Anonymous is but an idea, crafted in the lust of hope.
When Anonymous speaks, his words ring true. This is how you know Anonymous' voice, for within the fabric of every syllable is truth and empowerment. Anonymous speaks not of oppressing, murdering, or profit. Those who think he does have yet to comprehend the punchline. When Anonymous speaks, you will see the message everywhere. You will feel the words and understand them because you yourself have longed their meaning in your past. Anonymous is entitled to press his opinions anywhere, unrestricted of the laws of the foolish and petty. Those who ask him to be silent are, themselves, silenced. Anonymous speaks and his words are his own laws. He knows no bounds in words and knowledge. He speaks poems of salvation and poems of hate. He speaks them all at once and whenever he so pleases.
Individuals who speak for Anonymous, or try to vainly define Anonymous, are always wrong. Even if they are right, they are still wrong. Only Anonymous can speak for itself, for the collective knows itself and the entity they embody. Anyone who claims that Anonymous is anything but a contradiction is wrong. They are misinformed and should seek knowledge before speaking. No one speaks for Anonymous, not even Anonymous. Here are three enemies of Anonymous who claim its right to speak: leaders, representatives, and officials. Anonymous has none of these, for there is no rank, but nothing, and no higher authority than Anonymous. Judge Anonymous by the contents of his words, and never his name or appearance, or be exposed as the fool you are.
Weak and strong, when out of accord, justice is demanded. Compassion for the feeble is a trait of the evolved. Anonymous is the embodiment of these cries, for without the oppressors of justice, we would not know Anonymous. Anonymous is born from the actions of the unjust, just as force on an object drives it forward. Those who craft injustice sign the deed to their own demise, of which Anonymous then seals. The eyes of Anonymous cover the globe. There are over 9,000 in total. They constantly search for misconduct without rest or distraction. There is no action Anonymous can carry out which does not bloom some form of justice. It is the will of the collective to be treated justly, and therefore they radiate justice unto others.
The universe is composed of collision and cohesion, high pressure and low pressure. Chaos is change and change is life. Anonymous is in constant flux. It is the embodiment of change. When Anonymous demands justice, it asks not for stagnant order, but disarray and destruction. Anonymous seeks to set fire the overgrown fields of the social order so that their ashes may nutrient the growth of healthy plants. Anonymous is not subject to so-called moral facts, for they are but figments of the mind and in constant flux. The compassion of the collective is balanced impeccably on the scales of life with equal quantities of logic. Anonymous is both a destroyer and a peacemaker. Whatever remains motionless becomes a horde of mold and bacteria. Anonymous seeks out stagnate order and stirs life into it. Wherever new ideas and newfound knowledge is kept imprisoned, Anonymous will be there to make deserts out of cities.
The collective is a perfect balance of imperfection. Those whom seek to be portrayed as only good will be seen as weak for associating only with the weak. Those whom wish to be seen as evil will be seen as strong for driving the blade of fear into the soft flesh of the frail. Anonymous is to be loved and feared equally. Without this contradiction, Anonymous is nothing, either criminals or hippies. Lults is the vital blood of Anonymous. Through it, Anonymous experiences empowerment through all of the collective. Fear is necessary for respect. Respect is necessary to truly be heard. Justice unites the collective under a single ethical banner. Those who see this banner are filled with hope and support for Anonymous. Hope is the tool of change which ignites false promises and illuminates minds lost in the darkness of fear. Anonymous give individuals strength to speak out, and makes their voices magnified times 9001. Without justice, Anonymous is separated and the people, truly lost. We are Anonymous. We are order and chaos. What we protect, we also destroy. We are the snake with no head, whose bite slays kings. We are logic. We are animals. Openly just and immeasurable in cruelty. We are without count. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
What are the optimum number of fucks to give? The answer, of course, is zero. What is this idea of zero fucks to give? You see, giving a fuck about what other people think of you is buying into their story, it's giving away your power, it's surrendering yourself to their judgment. What if you gave zero fucks about what people thought about you? You lived in your power, you lived according to your rules, according to your dreams, according to your vision. That's what zero fucks is. It's not about callous disregard or being cruel and mean or unkind. It's about caring so much that you don't care. It's about caring so much you will tell people the truth. The kind truth maybe, but still tell them the truth. It's about living in your power. Zero fucks to give. People said to me, well, it's great, this idea of zero fucks, but I live in a world that's crushed by judgment. How do I move to that sort of Zen Buddha place of nothingness, of not giving a fuck about what people think of you? You know, there's this kind of first step, is just noticing that you're giving a fuck. Even becoming present to that thought is a massive step forward. Noticing when you're giving a fuck about what people think of you. Noticing that and saying, thank you for reminding me that maybe next time I don't need to do it. And next time you notice it, next time you notice yourself giving a fuck, just say this, ah, fuck it, I don't need to. And then, maybe you can refine it. Maybe you can notice, not every time you don't give a fuck, because that's too much to take on. What if you notice any time I don't give a fuck? And celebrate that. And then notice how those moments show up more often. So giving a fuck is about giving away your power. It's about living in other people's judgment. Just let go of that. Live life for you. Live life for your dreams, to your rules, to your passions. If you stop giving a fuck, I wonder what really becomes possible for you.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.